Coast Radio News for Friday, May 22, 2020. I'm George Henry. Despite rumors, the Florence Police Department says they are not currently engaged in active enforcement of social distancing policies under the Stay Home, Save Lives executive order issued by Governor Kate Brown. Commander John Pitcher with the Florence Police Department says that prior to Phase 1 reopening, they did provide some advice to businesses as part of an educational plan, but says they have done nothing more since then. City Manager Aaron Reynolds says the Oregon State Police are the lead agency for compliance and enforcement, and the city will follow up on complaints as they come in, but initial contact will not be punitive.
Warning, education for compliance, and then from there, as the situation arises, we will respond. That's our typical posture as a police department.
Reynolds says that reporting of violations should initially be sent to Lane County to their non-emergency call center. She adds, of course, you can also call the Florence Police non-emergency number 2. She says there have been some complaints of employees in businesses that are not wearing masks, which is a requirement under Phase 1 of the reopening plan. Despite the recommendations to not travel more than 50 miles under the Stay Home, Save Lives order, Florence is still seeing some increase in visitors. Ron Moore with the Riverhouse Inn and Old Town Inn says despite advising people of the order, they have seen an increase over the last week in the numbers of rooms that are booked. Currently, the inns are at 29% capacity for this evening and 53% capacity for Saturday and 28% for Monday. Moore says they are being very cautious and making sure that the staff has sufficient supplies of PPE and are diligent with cleaning of all public areas. Jim Myers with Driftwood Shores did not give specific numbers, but says they are comparing similar numbers from last year. Numbers from the Best Western were not currently available. The Riverhouse Inn and Old Town Inn have been open for business travel during the entire COVID-19 period. Driftwood Shores, along with Best Western, reopened on the 15th. A patron at the Bridgeport Market yesterday said she was concerned about the influx of visitors despite the warnings and executive orders and plans to self-quarantine through Memorial Day. It won't be in time for Memorial Day, but state parks will return to limited camping on June 9th. The Oregon Parks and Recreation Department has announced that parks with limited camping opportunities are taking advance reservations, but the caveat is that some of the amenities may not be available at all parks. Limited funding has forced some parks to operate with limited staff. Park funding generally comes from revenue generated by campers, and that money has been missing due to the COVID-19 pandemic. OPRD is recommending that if you choose to camp, do so close to home. Don't travel if you're sick. Bring everything you need with you, such as trash bags, food, water, and cleaning supplies. Most parks will have skeleton crews, and that means less attention to common problems like noise and pets, trash, landscaping, and cleaning. Interpretive activities and ranger programs will also be limited, if available at all. Lane County COVID-19 tests have reached the 8,300 mark. There are still only 65 confirmed cases in the county, with one presumptive case. Statewide, the number of tests conducted topped the 105,000 mark. There has been one new death reported in conjunction with the virus. A 93-year-old Polk County woman with underlying health conditions died on Wednesday. There have also been 24 new confirmed cases in the state, bringing the total to 3,817. That's Coast Radio Sports for Friday, May 22nd, 2020.